Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City Manager Ryan Waller, recapping the latest Indianola City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Tuesday, and one of the interesting things was, I think the city is currently going through a project to update city codes to match with state codes and just kind of an overall update. Tell us a little bit about that project.
Sure. Thanks, Andrew. The city code is a list of all the regulations that are applicable within the corporate boundaries of Indianola. There are a number of codes that come straight from the state, and normally what municipalities will do is go through a process called codification where they'll go through, they'll do a comprehensive review of their codes to make sure the codes that are on the book are still applicable and conform with what state law is. It's a comprehensive process, and it's something that hasn't been done for about 18 years here in Indianola. So that's a process we're going through right now. The codifiers that we're working with did a brief high-level overview, just skimmed the code, gave us some questions to go through. One that I talked about at the council meeting was there's a requirement that the city have a franchise agreement with any cable provider in the community. That went away, I believe, in 2009. The state took that responsibility and just does one blanket franchise agreement. So that section is no longer applicable. There's also regulations on bicycles and licensing bicycles. Well, that's something that we haven't done in the city for some time. So it doesn't make sense to have regulations on the books that you're not following or enforcing. So we're going through that process. It's a lengthy process. The end result will be a great one, though, because we're really excited because what it will do for the residents and anybody that references our code, it's going to make it easier to review and search. Right now, it's one master PDF of thousands of pages. After we're done with this process, it will break it out by chapter so people can go directly to the chapter they want without having to scroll through 700 pages. They can just click on an expanding, click on a link, it will expand it, and then they can pick out the section and chapter that they like. So we're excited from a transparency standpoint and really looking forward to it.
The council also heard an update from the community development aspect for the city. Charlie DeSalle projected as a comprehensive plan outline, I guess, for the city. Just kind of give the residents an update on what they should know about the city's comprehensive plan and what Charlie's doing over there in community development.
Yeah, he's done a great job. He's been here 3 months, and he's jumped in, and he is completely submersed in all things community and economic development. What he talked about was just kind of here's where our codes are. Community economic development manages a variety of different sections of the city code, so building permits, if you're dividing up a chunk of land and putting, you know, from one lot to two lots or three lots, his office handles all of that. Going through, identifying how our codes look, where they're at, he's also done a significant job of reaching out to developers and contractors to find out, as a service provider to them, as well as a service provider to our residents, what are some things that we can be doing to make that interaction more seamless and easier and more customer service friendly?
All right, and just the budget process, council has given their direction on what they feel should be appropriated for the budget, and the city's obviously been carrying that out. Just for the public, where does the city of Indianola currently sit in the budget process?
So we are at the point where we have a certain time frame we have to publicly post our budget public hearing. So we are in that waiting period now. It's been posted, and the public hearing is scheduled for Monday, March 4th. So the council will have a public hearing. Once that public hearing is closed, then they'll vote on the budget. And we have to get a certified copy of the budget to the state by March 15th, which is a state requirement.
All right. And last thing that I wanted to talk about was it's been a crazy winter. I feel like Indianola's done a good job getting the word out about snow ordinances and what plows are doing and what people need to know. How do you feel about the city's response to this crazy, crazy winter we've had?
Our guys, our team, have done a fantastic job. Very proud of the organization for our communication out to our citizenry. That's extremely important for us. It's one of our core values here at the city is communication and community engagement as well. And so the thing that we'd like to do is just thank the community for being so supportive, but also helpful in sharing the messages that we're putting out. It's amazing to see how helpful everybody's been, and that helps us get out to a larger group of our residents and make sure that folks are not caught off guard, but they also know what to expect. The way the storm events have happened, a lot of our activities happening in the midnight hour. So through our communication, we're able to help explain when we're doing things. A lot of it's been done overnight, which is great. There's not a lot of traffic, so for the safety of our crews, the efficiency of the operations. But they've done a great job, and the partnership amongst the departments to help out, truly team effort. So we're really excited. Happy with the results. Obviously, we can't control Mother Nature, but we certainly do our best, and we want to make sure that everybody's safe when they're navigating in and around through our city.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.